Isaiah 21 and 11, the burden of Duma. He calleth to me out of Seir, Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? The watchman said, The morning cometh, and also the night. If ye will inquire, inquire ye, return and come. Watchman, what of the night? I want you to go back in your mind to ancient times. The cities in those days were not as safe as a lot of our cities today. Here in Wichita, you don't have a wall around the city. And you're not going to go to bed tonight wondering if the folks from Topeka are going to come down and burn the city and rob your houses and mutilate your children. You're not worried about that tonight. But back in those days, it was more like anarchy. And in order to be safe, they built walls around their cities. And along the wall, there would be towers as strategic points to watch for the enemy coming. So the cry was, Watchmen, what of the night? How does it look out there? Is everything okay? And the watchmen had quite a responsibility. All these folks here in the city, under his watchful eye. Quite a responsibility. The people would come in and they would kill. They would wipe out everybody in the town. And they would go through and ransack the houses and carry away the valuables. And they would burn the city. Sometimes they would plug the wells up, fill them up. They'd tear the walls down. They wanted to destroy the enemy. So the watchman's job was so important. When a watchman is up on a tower, he has a vantage point that the folks in the town don't have. He has an advantage there. So it puts him in a place of special responsibility. Perhaps at night the watchman is looking out over the horizon and he sees a faint glow in the distance. The glow of the enemy campfires just over the hill. See, it gives him an advantage that he can see something. I appreciate there being watchmen. A watchman being there means that the businessman can go about his duties during the day and he doesn't have to be worried all the time, his enemy getting ready to sneak up on me. He can go about conducting his business. He can go to bed at night and not worry so much because there's a watchman up there with a trumpet ready to sound when danger comes. Did you know that Zion is described as a walled city? In Psalms chapter 48, Psalms 48 and 1, Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the sides of the north, the city of the great King. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. Isn't Zion a beautiful city? The city of God, the church of God is so beautiful. I appreciate Zion. In verse 11 it says, Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Aren't you glad that you are in a place where the judgments of God are still being pronounced? Where we can know the difference between the clean and the unclean. I appreciate that. That's something to rejoice about. I was listening on the radio on the way up here. A Catholic was talking about the Pope. And he said every Pope, from the very first one to the present day Pope, has been a sinner. But yet he was explaining the doctrine of the infallibility of the Pope. A little bit of a, seemed like a contradiction. But I appreciate a place where there is purity, where there is holiness. I appreciate Zion. Walk about Zion, go round about her, tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following.
Yes.
Her bulwarks are walls of defense. We live in a protected place.
Yes.
I am so thankful that there are walls for the defense of our souls.
Yes.
There are walls that protect us from the evil spirits of this world.
Yes.
And I appreciate the fact that there are towers there and there are watchmen on duty.
Yes.
And they're crying out against the evil. Being a watchman is so critical. I remember a story about a young soldier. And the young soldier had watch duty at night, but he fell asleep. You know what the penalty was for falling asleep, watching over the fort? It's a death penalty. Oh, but he's so young, he's still in his teens. Won't you have mercy on this young man? I'm sorry. All of these men, lives were in his hand. And he fell asleep on the job. It is so serious. The duty of a watchman to be faithful, to cry out when there are dangers coming, to be looking and seeing and listening for the word of the Lord, to be able to warn souls when there are dangers. In Ezekiel chapter 33, we read the seriousness of the duty of a watchman. Ezekiel 33, again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coasts, and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet, and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning. His blood shall be upon him, but he that taketh warning shall deliver his own soul. Isn't it amazing that the trumpet would sound? The enemy's coming. The armies are coming. Run for your lives.
Yes.
Grab your swords, your bows, your arrows, whatever you need to do. And people do not take warning. Their blood will be on their own hands. Verse 6, But if the watchmen see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. Oh, the seriousness of the duty of a watchman. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth, and warn them from me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that the wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Spiritually, the duty of a watchman is so serious. An obligation. Souls, there is danger. Take heed, be careful. So that their blood is not on our hands. In 2 Chronicles chapter 26, starting at verse 1, Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah. He built Eleth and restored it to Judah. After that time, the king slept with his fathers. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. Verse 4, He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Now notice this. This king, who was a wise king, sought God in the days of Zechariah. Watchman, what of the night? Zechariah, are you hearing something from the Lord? Is there something we need to be doing differently in the kingdom? Is there something in the law of God that we're not obeying? That's valuable, isn't it? He was a wise king, and as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Verse 9, moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate. You notice what this man did, this king? He built towers on the wall. He knew the value of having watchmen. And at the valley gate, and at the turning of the wall, and fortified them. Also he built towers in the desert, and digged many wells. The value of having watchmen. Watchmen, what of the night? What do you see out there? Are there dangers for our souls that we need to do something? Is there some warning that I need to know? Is the enemy upon us? Watchmen, tell me something. You know that ought to be the desire of our hearts. Lord, is there some word from the Lord? I want to know about it. Preach the whole truth. Go ahead, expose anything in my life, Lord. Watchmen, what of the night? Is there something going on out there that I need to know about for the protection of my eternal soul? Scripture says, where there is no vision, the people perish. We need watchmen. We need people that have an understanding of the Word of the Lord, that are able to hear what God is trying to say to His people. Do you remember in the days of Eli? It said there was no open vision. Oh, what a sad time. And could it be that as a people we would get to a place that there would be no open vision? You know how that comes? It comes from the trumpet sounding, from the watchmen trying to warn us about our souls. And when we ignore it, and we don't obey the vision of the Lord, then the Lord starts taking His visions away, and there becomes a time of no open vision. Lord, help us that the prayer of our hearts will be, watchman, what of the night? Is there something out there that I need to know? Are there dangers to my soul, to my family? Are there dangers to the congregation that I need to know? What of the night? Tell me about it. I want to be prepared. I want to be watching and praying. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 1, the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came, tempting, desired Him that He would shew them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, ye say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the time? Are we able to discern the signs of the time? Do we see some dangers out there? Some things that could entrap us? Watchmen, what of the night? I want to have the vision too. If you got a vision from the Lord, share it with me. I want to know what it is. I want to know what thus saith the Word of God. What He's trying to get across to His people, I want to know about it. I don't want to be one of these that says, oh, He's blowing His trumpet again. That's just Him. You know how He is. I want to be one that has an open heart, that takes warning, that takes heed. A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall be no sign given unto it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. Can't you discern the signs of the time? It's what Jesus asked them. The destruction of Jerusalem was an amazing event. So total in its devastation. The Romans destroyed Judea and Jerusalem in AD 70. Josephus, the historian, says that more than 1.1 million Jews perished. Now I want you to take note of something. In this utter devastation of Jerusalem, in the slaughter of 1.1 million Jews, not one Christian perished. Why not? Because there had been warning given. When Jesus was here about 37 years prior to the destruction, to so many people dying, they would, I think it was something like 500 a day that they would crucify. In this 37 years before, Jesus gave warning. Watchmen, what of the night? Are the enemy campfires right over the hillside? And meanwhile, I'm so busy with the cares of life that I won't even listen to the sound of the trumpet? He gave warning. And here's what it was. Luke 21 and 20. When ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. When you see these signs, you know the destruction is coming. And don't even go back and get something out of the house. You just flee for the hills and pray that it not be in the winter. The Christians took warning, and not one was lost. Do we want to know what the watchman is saying tonight? Do we want to hear the warnings that the Lord has for us? And today, are there any signs of the time? Jesus upbraided people saying, you can't even tell the signs of the time. Are we living in a dangerous time today? Are we living in a time that we need watchmen? That we need cries of alarm going forth? We need it, don't we? I believe there's some dangers today. In John chapter 16. John 16 and 1. These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues, yea, the time cometh, that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. Have you heard of anything like this in the news these days? That people killing you think they're doing God's service? Have you ever heard about jihad? About Islam? About people whose religion teaches that you must kill all infidels, people that do not believe in Muhammad and Allah? Signs of the time, isn't it? And it's, have you heard of Islam being one of the fastest growing religions in the United States? Mosques springing up in cities? I believe you have Islamic centers right here. Signs of the time. Watchmen, what of the night? When I see all this alarm about Islam, all this alarm about wars going on and about the economy and all these things, what's going on? What do I need to be doing? What of the night, watchmen? Is there any word from the Lord? I want to know what He has to say. I want to know how to be prepared. I want to be able to stand strong no matter how bad the storm gets. Watchmen, what of the night? I want to hear what the Lord has to say. Do you see any signs of the time today? In 2 Timothy chapter 3, we have an excellent description of the last days. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Do you believe we're living in perilous times? Have you heard about the anarchy in Mexico? In Juarez alone, what is it? Thousands are killed in the past few years in the one city. Someone that I know was unable to come up on bus from Mexico to the States because they would stop the bus on the highway and order all the men out and kill them. So the bus service just shut down. Enough of that. Do we live in perilous times? I tell you, we ought to be watching for our eternal souls. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Do we see any of that today? Do we see people that love themselves and don't care about anybody else? What about these fathers that father children and go off and abandon the mother and the child, not caring a thing about them? And a little child grows up emotionally crippled, grows up without a daddy in his life. Oh, how sad. I tell you, I saw a lot of that in Honduras. And sometimes I'd get those little boys and just hug them. And I felt so sorry for them. I tell you, the people, we are living in a time where people are lovers of themselves, not caring about the other man. Maybe a man goes out and works real hard to support his family. And maybe the wife has a closet full of shoes, 60, 70 pairs, but a next style comes out. She's got to have that too. Just out there squandering the money. Lovers of themselves. You ever heard stories like that? These kinds of things are signs of the time that we're living in. I knew a widow woman, an old lady, very poor in Honduras. And one time when she was out of her house, her son came in and stole her silverware. Now I can imagine him wanting to steal if she'd had lots of fine jewelry and tens of thousands of dollars hidden under the mattress. I can imagine that. But her silverware, how's she going to eat? His own mother. So that he could support his drug habit. Lovers of themselves, these are dangerous times. Covetousness. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be covetous. Do we have any of that today? Do you wonder why thou shalt not covet was one of the Ten Commandments? Think of all the evil that arises from covetousness. Murders. I wanted your money, so I'll take your life. I wanted your wife, so I'll break up your family and cause heartbreak. Covetousness. Dangerous times that we're living in. Boasters. The very exact opposite of the Spirit of Christ. The Scripture says, charity vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up. The love of God is not puffed up. My education. My money. My intellect. My achievements. Do we hear any of that today? We're living in perilous times, are we not? Proud. Men shall be proud. What a contrast to Jesus. Jesus said, I am meek and lowly. John said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. The Lamb. Have you ever been around sheep? They are very mild, meek animals. Very much unlike roosters and bulls and goats, other kinds of animals. I heard the story of a lamb that was being slaughtered. And as the butcher was cutting the lamb's throat, the lamb was not fighting. But the blood from the lamb got on the butcher's hand, and the lamb began licking the blood. That did something to that butcher. He had to quit. Too much. Behold the Lamb of God. Meek, mild, humble. But today we live in dangerous times when people are so proud. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven, are an abomination unto Him. And the first thing on the list is a proud look. Blasphemers. Another sign of the perilous times that we're living in. Blasphemers. To speak without reverence about God or sacred things. I was out of the professional work world for 7 years. And when I came back, I was amazed at the change in language. And also I've been amazed at the change in language since I started back in the 80s in the work world. Now it's like no word is off limits for both men and women. And no subject of discussion is off limits, including using God's name in vain. Blasphemers. It's a sign of the dangerous times that we are living in. And I've wondered, what happened? Why is it? I remember when I was young in my career, I walked into a factory floor and they didn't even really know me. I was new on the job. And a woman cussed and then she turned and saw me and she apologized. She didn't. I'd never told her I was saved. At least she had enough decency to apologize about it. But today it's like they don't care. And I've thought, what spread this? What happened? You know what's been spreading it? Music. Movies. Television. It's amazing. Dangerous times that we're living in. It's caused people to be spiritually blind. It's turning night around us out there. Watchmen, what of the night? Is there danger coming? Are there enemies just over the hilltop? I want to know about it. People all around me are drunk in sin. They're running the downward road. They're on the highway to hell. Watchmen, is there any word from the Lord? Is there any special caution that I need to take? That's the question we ought to be asking. What do you see today, watchmen? Mark chapter 13. Mark 13 and 22, "For false Christs and false prophets shall arise, and shall shew signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect." I remember being in Kenya, and sometimes we would have Bible studies with the people. Now, Church of God folks are not the only missionaries that go to Kenya. There are people from every denomination. And some of the folks go over there and they put on quite a show. They have, I don't even remember what they call it, but it's this thing of where they lay hands on somebody and they drop to the ground. Impresses people. Maybe they're working miracles and doing all these things and the tongues and all that. And people see all that. And over there, there's a lot of superstition. They believe that people can turn into snakes. And all kinds of witchcraft is very commonly practiced. They believe in people having spells over you and the power of all these things. So when someone comes over there and they start jabbering in tongues and they fall to the ground, that makes an impression. And they ask us, what about these things? We're seeing these things. What about it? Jesus said, "For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shew signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect." So is it a safe thing to say, "Oh, but they worked a miracle. They just raised the dead. That must be of God." No, Jesus said that they can work miracles. "But take ye heed, and behold, I have foretold you all those things. But in those days after the tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken." Shaking times. "And then they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he shall send his angels, and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost parts of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven." Watchmen, what of the night? What do you see coming? I see shaking times. I see people being deceived. I see people being shaken away. And I see the Lord coming in all His glory. Watchmen, what of the night? Do you believe it's night out there? In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and to doctrines of devils." Do you see any departing from the faith? Do you see people going and adopting new beliefs and throwing away everything that they have known? There is danger out there. We need to sound the trumpet. This is a sign of the latter times. Doctrines of devils are coming all around us. It's time to take heed to our eternal souls. Seducing spirits. Did you know that seduction is an art? And some people are very skilled at it. People with smooth personalities, winning personalities. People that are eloquent in their speech. Perhaps well educated. Think of Absalom. Turn the hearts of the kingdom against his own father, King David. A smooth talker. Be careful. There are dangers out there today. We're living in perilous times. Watchmen, what of the night? What do you see coming? A day of great surprise for this world. Where souls wake up from deception. Sinners wake up from the parties and from their sins and see a Savior. In Revelation 6, and verse 12, "I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig casting her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places." What a day that will be. When the tsunami hit Japan recently, it made news around the world. And those poor folks, what was it, tens of thousands that lost their lives and lost their properties and all this, such a sad thing. But Japan is still there. This is talking about a day when the islands are moved out of their places. When the heaven departs as a scroll, this is going to be greater than any earthquake or tsunami. "And the kings of earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bond man, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains." People from every country, every background, every language, great and small, you and me will stand there before the Lord. Watchmen, what of the night? Do you see something coming? Is there something I need to be having on my mind? Yes, there is. "And said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" I tell you, when we look off in the distance and see these things, and perhaps it's not so far distant, it tends to make these other things look not so important. How much money I have in the bank, what my retirement fund is, how big my house is, how nice my vehicles may be. Those things don't look so important anymore, do they? Watchmen, what do you see coming? Is there something great out there? Well, we see souls standing at the judgment. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 6. "Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ. Down to verse 10, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. What about my money? What about that land that I've set my heart on? They're all fled away. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. The books were open, and in there is described this man was a child molester. This man cheated on his taxes. All these records come open that day. And we will stand before the great God of heaven. Watchmen, what is coming? Is there something I need to be concerned about? I believe there is. But I see something else out in the future. Revelation chapter 21. Verse 1, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Oh, how beautiful. Yeah. Is there anything more beautiful than a bride on her wedding day? Is there anything more beautiful than the city of God? Than this city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Oh, what a beautiful sight that will be. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes. I tell you, I'm looking forward to that day. There are times I'm tired of the tears that I experience in this life. I don't like losing my loved ones. I don't like seeing the things that are going on in this world. Recently, I saw the picture of someone that I knew when I was a young man. And this man got himself in serious trouble. And when I looked in the face of that man in this picture, it was a law enforcement picture, I was shocked. It did something to me. There was such anguish in his face. There are times that we get tired of the sorrow that this life gives us. But I see a time coming when God will wipe away all the tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, thank the Lord. Neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for former things are passed away. Watchmen, what do you see? There is coming a night. What of the night? He said, the morning cometh, also the night. There are things we're going to have to pass through in this life. There are dangers that we need to be warned about. We need to take heed to our eternal souls. But oh, that great day that is coming, let us be faithful. Saints, be encouraged. And let us thank God that there are towers on the wall of Mount Zion, the Church of God, that there are watchmen there, that we can rest at night in assurance and confidence. I thank God. Amen.